There's a saying in politics that when moms gather and show up for things political, politicians pay attention, particularly when they show up in person. And it's a truism. I've seen it many times. We have Brett Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court. Many people say because Moms for America showed up to help get Brett Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court, their leader, Kimberly Fleischer, is on the line with me. Kimberly, welcome to the Rush Limbaugh program. It's Todd Herman filling in.
Oh, it's great to be here. And Todd, you are my favorite guest host. I just want to say that.
That's very kind of you. Thank you very much. I love listening to Ken Matthews and Mark Stein, and I appreciate the opportunity to do this as we wait for the Maha's return, which is most important of all. Talk about the Brett Kavanaugh experience, that what you saw, what you felt, and what you experienced.
Well, it was absolutely crazy. And at the beginning, you know, these women who were there, they weren't insane when we first got there. They were really nice, going from door to door with their Believe Women t-shirts. It wasn't until the Jeff Flake thing happened that they turned psychotic. And they were literally going up and down the elevator, stalking the halls, accosting senators. And the Democrat senators were walking through the halls, no problem, talking to their aides. And the Republican senators were hiding behind doors and sneaking in elevators. I mean, it was crazy. And they were just—they were mean and vehement. And I talked to several of them, and they said things like the Constitution was propaganda. They didn't care if all the things that they said about Brett Kavanaugh weren't true. It didn't matter. They straight out told me it was about abortion. And so, you know, we didn't make this about politics, but they did. And so when we were there, we had no idea the impact that we were having until literally the last few days before the confirmation hearing. And senator after senator told us, until the moms showed up, we were losing this. It was DOA. There was no way it was happening. And what we did is we just showed up with an alternate voice. And we said, you know what? We want this confirmation to go through. And some of us were victims ourselves. And it wasn't about Kavanaugh. It was about the Constitution. And what we did is we gave all these men who were afraid to stand up against these radical women saying, don't you believe me? We gave them another voice to listen to and gave them an opportunity to stand up and say, no, I'm going to do the right thing because these women over here want this to happen.
It's a phenomenal story, and to be at the center of that and to see that insanity, I've seen that rage and that insanity from people in D.C., and it can be frightening. And you said something really key, which was giving these Republican men cover to stand up. Now, what's going to be different with Amy Coney Barrett and Moms for America are going to be there? How do you think the attacks will be different, if they're different at all?
They've already started. So if you can just visualize, remember what it looked like when all of those women showed up and they were screaming and wearing their, you know, silly little costumes. Those same women are now hitting virtually. So we're all kind of setting back going, okay, what's going to happen? You know, I called daily to find out, you know, what is the update on the hearing. Right now they're still scheduled to meet on the 12th, but right now it's just going to be Senator Grassley and Judge Barrett. And then we're just going to kind of see what unfolds. But I know they're sitting in the wings waiting. And in the meantime, they're not wasting time. They're going on these Facebook and Twitter pages where Joni Ernst, for instance, in Iowa, is in just a dead heat. You wouldn't, it doesn't make sense that she's in a dead heat with the person she's up against, but she is. And the ads that they have putting out there, they're dumping millions of dollars. And so all of these, you know, radical feminists are now hitting their Facebook and Twitter feeds, and everything is don't confirm, don't confirm, don't confirm. So what we're doing is mobilizing our moms first virtually on standby to head to D.C. and be there in person to meet with these senators. And we're just saying go on their Facebook pages, go on their Twitter feeds, and be the counter voice. And so that's what we're really calling out moms to do. And the other thing we want them to know is how important their voice is with this vote. I mean, everybody's talking about the suburban mom. And you know what we've realized in the last 15 years working with moms across the country is the vast majority of conservative women of faith aren't voting, and most of them aren't even registered to vote. And this is exactly the reason why we need their voice, because we can get these incredible constitutionalist candidates nominated to the courts. When your voice is heard, your values are represented. And so we're pushing confirmation now, and we're also pushing mom vote. Get out there and get your voice heard. Your vote's your voice for your values, ladies.
Kimberly Fleischer's with us, Moms for America. And this, what did you think of the women who testified against Brett Kavanaugh when they were making these claims of rape and group rape? And obviously, being a woman, you want women to be listened to. But did you instantly say this doesn't seem right, or were you concerned? What was your response to that?
Because it switched so fast, and I've really dealt with feminists for quite some time, and so I know how fast the switch flips. And what happens is they do a call to arms, and a lot of them are our own children's teachers, which is devastating when we realize that. Not all teachers, but several of them have been infiltrated into this. So when the switch goes off, and it happens that fast, and the force is so big, you know there's something going on. And the way that they attacked him and the things that they were saying, the way it was coming at one after another, all they did was switch gears from attacking the president to attacking this man. And the first thing that I thought is, oh my gosh, where are we at in our country when you are going to politicize something like rape and assault? And where does that put the women who actually are raped and assaulted? It puts all of us in a very dangerous position. And then as a mom, we're looking at our sons and our husbands and going, whoa, 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 whoa. What happens when the woman is lying? Do we believe women all the time? No, we should not. It has to be about truth and justice. And just real quick, there was a guy who was coming out of a big little rally outside of Senator Murkowski's office during the hearing, and a huge media mob. I mean, the media was just following these women everywhere, and they didn't want to hear anything we had to say. They straight up told us we only want to hear from the protesters. And this guy comes around the corner, and he's this really tall, good-looking black man, and he's probably about 25, 26 years old, and he's got this big Believe Women t-shirt on. And at the time, you know, Black Lives Matter had just started, and that just didn't make any sense to me. And so I asked him, you know, you're wearing your Believe Women t-shirt, and he said, yeah. And I said, well, should we believe women, all women all the time? And he goes, well, yeah. And I said, so if I go downstairs right now and I tell the Capitol Police that you assaulted me in the elevator, should everybody just believe me? And he looked at me like a deer in headlights, and he said, I'm just paid to be here. And I'm like, dude, maybe you should take off the shirt.
You got the admission. Oh, I love this. Yep. If people understood the kabuki theater nature of what goes on in D.C., and rent-a-mobs are a real thing, rent-a-protests are a real thing. There are companies that advertise the services that can say, oh, yeah, we'll get people to show up. Well, I'll tell you what, it is an honor to chat with you. Moms for America, Kimberly Fleischer. Real quick, got about 15 seconds. How can people hook up and help you?
MomsForAmerica.us. We would love to have all you moms come out there and support us. We are in the fight for our lives. So join us, MomsForAmerica.us.
All right. Thanks for coming on Rush's show. Kimberly Fleischer, MomsForAmerica.us.